The former Vermont governor spoke to a packed house at a downtown Madison nightclub. Healthcare was one of his main themes, and President Bush's Medicare prescription drug bill was one of his main targets.
This bill was never meant for seniors. It was written by the drug companies, for the drug companies, and seniors are going to be part of the people that send George Bush back to Crawford, Texas.
Dean also used the healthcare theme to take a shot at John Kerry. He cited a recent report in the Washington Post that lists Kerry as one of the top recipients of special interest money. Dean said that disqualifies him from making the changes needed in the healthcare system.
Harry Truman in 1948 put health insurance in the Democratic Party platform, and the reason we don't have it today is because special interests give so much money to both parties in Washington that they never get around to doing it. We can change that, but we can't do it with a Washington insider.
That message resonates for 53-year-old Nancy Angston of Madison. She's been disabled by an illness, and Dean's stand on health care is the main reason she's voting for him.
You know, I worked full-time for 13 years. I worked damned hard jobs, and when I got sick, nobody cared. So it's to the benefit of the country to go for somebody who's going to serve us. He's a great guy.
Angston blames the Democratic Party leadership for trashing Dean's candidacy and helping defeat him in Iowa, but she says there are still a lot of delegates to be won, and she's sticking with him all the way to the convention. Dean heads to Michigan this weekend to campaign for votes in that state's caucus. He plans to spend much of next week back in Wisconsin trying to win the February 17th primary. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.